Good morning, this is Ava,
Yuchen,
and Ethan,
with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, a cold mass of air coming from the Southern Ocean between Australia and Antarctica will be leading to a stark drop in temperatures across southern Queensland, with temperatures across the Granite Belt west of Toowoomba already dropping below freezing overnight. Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Angus Hines says that this weather pattern is usually seen during winter and was unusual in autumn. However, Mr. Hines also said that it doesn't look like we'll be seeing any records being set.
In national news, a new country is in talks, as 1,500 kilometers from Australia is the tropical archipelago. The archipelago is found to be rich in copper and gold and is set to move towards becoming an independent nationhood. However, as Bougainville fights for independence, the past resurfaces. In a fight for Bougainville's separatist militant, Mr. Kui'ai was recruited to fight in a civil war over resources, land, and identity. Mr. Kui'ai said that he never wanted to kill anyone, however, that is a legacy he now has to live with. Bougainville will continue to fight for his independence, but will need to first address the past politics and history before anything can be resolved.
In national news, a brush turkey has been spotted in New South Wales walking around with an arrow protruding out of its back. In New South Wales' central coast, the native brush turkey was found wandering around local suburbs with an arrow sticking out of its back, later being caught after the turkey wandered into someone's kitchen. It is estimated that the arrow was 70 centimetres and has been in the turkey for approximately 6 months. The brush turkey has since been given the nickname Arrowin, since receiving treatment, the arrow was removed from the bird's body. The vet who performed the surgery on Arrowin, Dr. Robin Chrisman, said that it actually came out quite well. It just missed his heart. It missed all of his vital organs, Dr. Chrisman said. He should make a full recovery, which is just amazing. The brush turkey is set to be released back into the bush over the next coming months.
In more national news, Labor has approved the largest new gas project in a decade in the offshore Otway Basin in Victoria, although experts and economists have said that the opening of new fossil fuel projects will lead to the delay of energy transition and further pollution. The Greens Party co-deputy leader Sarah Mansfield was quoted saying, "Opening a new gas project in the middle of a climate crisis is absurd. Our community has just experienced unprecedented fires and floods." However, Victorian Energy and Resources Minister Lily D'Ambrosio has said that the project will allow for an affordable, locally produced gas for industries that cannot convert to electric alternatives, with a spokesperson for Amplitude Energy saying the gas project will not impact the look of the 12 Apostles. Work is expected to begin next year with the idea that gas will begin production in 2028.
In international news, a parasitic wasp from Chile is named after Sir David Attenborough for his 100th birthday. The newly discovered species is now Sir David's new namesake, Attenborough culus tau. The species was identified by taxonomists at London's Natural History Museum. The name of tau is the Greek letter for T, which refers to two T shapes on the wasp's abdomen. Usually, members of this parasitic wasp family will lay their eggs inside or on a host, which becomes a banquet when the insects hatch. Senior study author and entomologist Gavin Broad, the new museum's principal curator for all things wasps, bees, and ants, received letters of thanks from Sir David about his waspy present. Quote, "It was very touching to receive a note, in handwriting much neater than mine at half his age," Dr. Broad said.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting sunny skies and no rain. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.9, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.